What? I listen. I know I've been gone for a long time. I got a good reason. It's not even an excuse. I promise. I've been out in the wilds of the world, looking and hunting, and I invented something. I didn't really invent it, but with help, I was able to discover something, and I think I'm ready to share it with you. I know I've been gone for a long time. I can't believe I just looked and I saw the last episode that I put up was about the glasses. Remember the glasses? That was so long ago. I still don't have glasses. I've been back to that store twice. I have like a relationship with them now. I walk in and they're like, "Hey, no glasses." And I'm like, "Cool. I was here for a plunger." You know, but it's good because we're friends now. We can all just laugh and laugh and laugh at how I can't see. But we're past the glasses. We've moved so far past the glasses. We're into a whole nother world now where I'm inventing stuff and I'm following through on it. A lot of times my brain just kind of makes stuff up and I'm like, yes, that's it. And then I forget about it. But this, mostly because I've been prompted and prodded and forced by other people, is that I've kept at it. And a lot of times, left to my own, whims and desires, I just kind of, big idea, move along. Big idea, move along. I mean, the fact that I've recorded 300, this is number 380 of these podcasts is astonishing to me. That means I must really enjoy doing it. I must really enjoy you. And you know what? I do. And I miss you. When I don't do it, I start to get guilt, and then I start to get like, oh, what have I done? What if I just never do it again? That'd be sad. Would you be sad? I would. Anyway, so here's what we invented. It's called Yum-Ya. What's Yum-Ya? All right, well, here's a fun story that I wrote. So see if you can follow along. I tend to say it pretty quickly, but I'm gonna try to slow it down for your listening ears. Deep in the hills, beyond the abyss, lives the ghost of a ghost who has granted one wish. When two grumbly explorers got lost in the blah, that ghost blessed their bellies with the taste of Yum-Ya. What's Yum-Ya, you say? Well, not to downplay, but it's creamy and dreamy, and not to sound unseemly, but I highly recommend that you try some. So trust the explorers who have decided to share this yogurty treat from the ghost from nowhere. They've even swayed the heart of Coffee Can Alley, and now Yum-Ya is made near the brook by the jungle of the town beside Marshmallow Valley. It is made with love, so hold on to your wish, because the ghost of the ghost invented Yum-Ya for bliss. Try Yum-Ya varieties as well as Yum-Ya flavors and enjoy this perfect eating blend that everybody savors. Yum-Ya, guys! We've done it! We've invented something delicious! I mean, you know, we followed a recipe, we tweaked a recipe. So here's what I like to do. I like to find recipes online, and I'll usually get 5 or 6, sometimes 8 or 10, of the same recipes, right, from different places. And then what I do is I look through the list, I find all the common ingredients, right? And I build a recipe out of common ingredients, right? Those are your base. Those are your backbone. That's the structure, the foundation that your recipe is built on, right? And then I start to look at all the other little things. Like, oh, this person did this tweak. That person did that tweak over there. You know, and then I start to, like, do a little experimenting and figuring out, like, all right, well, if they did this and this and this, you know, like maybe they wanted it to be a little bit more savory. You know what that means? That means like kind of salty. And so that's why they added this stuff. Or maybe they wanted it to be a little bit sweeter. And so they added some honey or whatever, right? And so then I determine how do I want it to taste? This is going to be my recipe. And so then I start to figure out, I'm going to get rid of this. I'm going to hold this to the side. Oh, this thing actually plays well off of that ingredient. So I'm going to keep it even in there, even though, you know, on the surface, you might think, oh, I don't know if that should be in there. Sometimes it should, and you don't even know. Huh, right? Right. So, according to the story, there's the ghost of a ghost. And he is only granted one wish. The thing is, we don't even know what that wish is. Does it even pertain to the two explorers? I don't know. I don't think it does. I think there's a deeper story there about this ghost. And then how many wishes does he have left? And I didn't even know that ghosts granted wishes. Is he the ghost of a genie? Like how? Oh, there's a lot going on is what I'm saying. And you know, so did he invent Yum-Ya? Is he just guarding it? Is it something that's, you know, like it's hidden in the forest? I don't know. I think that story is just the beginning. I think we're going to find out a lot more about Yum-Ya. But it basically, it's kind of like yogurt. It's creamy and it's dreamy, right? And these poor explorers, they were lost. And you know, I guess the ghost of a ghost saved their lives by filling their bellies with delicious Yum-Ya. Why not just call it yogurt? Ah, I'm fine. I like Yum-Ya. It sounds better. And people were like, oh, well, the heart of Coffee Can Alley, that's Natty Bumpergar. Yes, that's me. I'm allowing them to make Yum-Ya here in Coffee Can Alley. And we can't wait. We've got yummy flavors that we're going to start figuring out, too. We're going to do like a lemon curd. Do you know what that is? Oh, it's good. Because the yogurt is kind of sweet. And so I was thinking, like, I want some tart flavors to go against it, just to counter it. So a nice lemon curd. Ooh. Which could move over to a key lime. What? Really? Yeah, it could. It could. It absolutely could. And then also, we're thinking of doing like a cranberry. You're like, but that's only for Thanksgiving. No, no, my friends. Cranberry dressing is delicious. Like, not out of a can. No, no. Homemade fresh. And then we're thinking of doing like a chai. You know what chai is? It's like a chai tea. But a chai yogurt. What? And then we're even going to make a lassi. Like a mango lassi, right? Which is a drink. But we're not going to have it be too liquidy. It's like mango and the yogurt and maybe some cardamom. Whoa, wow. Very fancy. And we're going to make some granola. And we have like cups coming, little plastic cups. And so the only thing that's holding me back at this point is I haven't made stickers or designed the packaging. But my focus right now is on getting all this stuff made and done right. And then I can do the packaging. But that's where I've been. I haven't fallen off the face of the earth. We're still doing the Pig and Pal show. We got a show coming up today. Very exciting. Celebrating birthdays left and right. Haven't been doing a lot of comedy shows. Do I miss it? No, actually I don't. It's kind of weird. I thought I would. I used to, but then I've just been so busy. And busy doing what? Well, inventing Yum-Ya, for one. Thank you for asking. What's that? You're asking me, is there a Twitter account? Is there a Facebook page? Is there an Instagram? Relax. We're working on all that stuff. There's a lot, okay? Just settle down. And what I've been doing, I've been working in the yard. And we're putting a path around our raised beds. Our raised beds where we have squash and cucumber and corn and pumpkins and cilantro and lettuce. Like, so much stuff is growing this year. Tomatoes, okra, it's all there. I don't know. That's what I've been told. To me, I look at it and I see a lot of plants. But I've been told, I've been guaranteed that these are edible plants. So I'm gonna take their word. But so what I did is I cleared off all the grass and dirt around the beds, and then I put down this tarpy stuff, and then I've started putting down rocks. So far, I've put down 1,200 pounds of rocks, because each bag is 50 pounds. 1,000, that's more than a half a ton. In the hot, hot sun. But you know what I did when I was done? I came in and I had a delicious taste of yum ya. Ah, look at me. Okay, I hope you're doing well. I miss you desperately. Next week, we're going to get back to normal episodes. Or maybe even this week. Maybe I'll do 15 or 20 bonus episodes. Who knows?